Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we are here for a bonus call for the CAT program. This is not related to client assessment tools per se. It's more of a business bonus to help you, now that you have all these great skills under your belt for assessing people and really digging in deep, now it's your turn to actually get out there to the world. And so I'm putting together some information about what I've learned about creating coaching packages that you can then sell to your clients. And we'll talk about the different models, and we'll talk about ways to structure them so that you're focused on the results that you bring and that people are going to be just coming up, knocking your door down. I realize that you may already be in practice, you may already have your own coaching programs, and if that's the case, then, you know, just watch this and maybe pick up a few tidbits here and there. I find that every time I go to any kind of seminar or learn anything about structuring my business, even if it's something I'm already doing, there's usually some little tidbit of information that makes it all worthwhile. So at the heart of your program, creating a program, is your life-enhancing result. What is that result? Can you put that into a sentence, or at least a paragraph, or a 30-second soundbite of what the result is that you get? Well, as a result of working with me, people end up improving their energy, or people heal their digestive wounds, or women get pregnant when they've been trying for a long time and haven't been successful, or they learn how to make really healthy meals for their kids. So whatever it is that your practice is focused on, your passion is focused on, that's your result. And that's what you want to be languaging your product name and the way that you talk to people about it. So the first thing that you need to do is clarify, what is your process? What is it that you do when you're working with somebody? And when you clarify your process, it makes it really easy not just to create packages of coaching sessions geared towards a particular result working one-on-one, but it allows you to then take that process and put it into a group process. So what is your process? What do you do first? What do you do next? And I'll go through some process type things, and I also have a handout for you which goes through that. That will allow you to just go through a process. It's kind of a worksheet, and we'll work through that in a bit together. So you clarify your process. Well, first thing I do is I take the person through a set of assessments, and I figure out what their biggest obstacles are. And the next thing I do is I talk to them about their water and their hydration. And the next thing I do is I talk to them about eating more greens. And the next thing I do is I talk to them about their labs, if you do those sorts of things currently. So whatever it is that you take people through, you write that down. And as you write the list of those steps down, you'll clarify, oh yeah, that's what I always do. You know, I always do this. Sometimes I don't have to do this because the person already knows about water, but you're at least going to be asking them, well, how much water do you drink? And that would be, oh, I drink this much. Okay, you skip that part, right? But if they say, well, I drink, you know, about 2 cups a day, then you're going to have the conversation with them. What kind of fats do you use? Oh, yeah, I use margarine and mayonnaise because I heard that, you know, low-fat mayonnaise, because I heard that those were better for you than butter and full-fat mayonnaise. Then you're going to have a conversation with them about fats. So whatever that process is, clarify it down on paper so that you know what you're taking people through. You outline the steps, then you name the steps. That's kind of a fun thing to do. The naming of the steps helps you when you're talking to a person about the program that you're providing them. It helps to have names. You don't have to do that. That's optional, but that's for sure a good thing. The next piece is identifying your delivery system. Is it one-on-one, face-to-face with somebody? Are you offering them a 3-month program? Are you offering them a 1-month jump start? Are you offering it by sitting across from them one-on-one? Are you doing it on the phone? Are you creating videos? That's your delivery system, and it's oftentimes a combination. Then you add any juicy resources, right? You probably have some recipes you've come up with on your own, and you probably have little handouts that say, here's how to drink more water. And if you don't, then you create those and you add those to the person's package, and then you enroll clients. And it helps when you're not just selling, oh, have 3 health coaching sessions with me. And people go, well, what does that mean? Well, sign up for my Jumpstart Your Digestive Fire coaching session. And what we're going to do is this. And what it includes is, you know, this set of recipes and this checklist and three sessions with me. Wow, it's so much more valuable than saying, oh, well, I can help you with that. Come in for three coaching sessions and we should be able to get you on your way. Okay, so that's the process. The next thing we're going to talk about is how to package up your system, right? Like I just said, saying, yeah, come on in and have a coaching session with me and I'll help you with that is a lot different than saying, oh, it sounds like you're having trouble with your digestion. I have a three session or a 30 day or a 7 day or whatever, jumpstart your digestive fire program. And here's how it goes. Or I have a 7 day cleanse, green smoothie cleanse program. And it's a group program and we're going to be doing it this way. Or I have this this cleanse that I take people through. It's accelerate your detoxification. And this is what we do. You identify and you package it. What is it that you need to help that person support their diet and lifestyle changes? What is the piece of it that you do? We can all do everything, right? We can always just say, well, most people have health issues and they're eating a crappy diet and we just have to take them through the steps to improve that diet. And most of them get about 80% better within the first, 3 weeks to a month. But really, if you identify what's needed, if you're really just working on their digestion, you may not be needing to go into talking to them about heavy metals yet. It may get to that point if the things you're doing with them doesn't work, but you don't need to. So you just, what is it that's needed to support the diet and lifestyle changes that the people that you see need or the people you want to be seen? I highly recommend you avoid the pay-as-you-go model, because what happens with the pay-as-you-go model is inevitably they are going to try to pack as much as they can into a session, and then they're not going to get as much because it's too much for them to handle in one session. They're not going to make appointments as you think they should to come back and build on the process. So I believe that you work better if you just say, well, I offer, whether it be you just offer a four session bundle or you offer a particular package that has a particular end result and a goal that you're working on. When you bundle the visits with tools and ebooks and recordings and recipes, then they don't balk at the price because people typically will go, what, you charge that much and I get 3 hours of your time? Do you realize that I work at a job where I make $10 an hour bagging groceries? That's ludicrous. Nobody should make that much money. But when you package it in a way that it's your visits, it's some ebooks, some recordings, and you assign value to those things. And a lot of times those are things that don't cost you anything, especially if it's ebooks, right? You create an ebook, you spend a little time formatting it. It can be really simple and basic. Some of my early ebooks were just like so basic that I cringe at it now, but you evolve. So you create an ebook, you create a recipe pack. It could just be 10 recipes on 10 page, a 10 page PDF that you give somebody. It's easy to record you in your voice. Some kind of instructional thing. Hey, welcome to the program. And here's the first thing I'd like you to get started with. And, one of the things that's important is water. And here's some reasons water is important. And here's some tips. Done. They have a recording now. That makes your program ever so much more valuable. And then when they leave your office or get off the phone with you, you've said, okay, and here's the link to this particular recording. Or if you physically want to put it on a CD, it costs you a buck to do that, right? It's not that hard. There's a lot of tools for that. So that makes your package much more valuable. You determine what's the easy to say yes to fees and package prices, right? Depending on your area. If you're in an affluent area and you're working with busy entrepreneurs and executives, you can price it much differently than if you're working in an area where your target market is school teachers who are barely, making a living. So you want to package it in a way that they're going to be able to say yes. I found when I first started doing packages that $497 was anything under $500 worked. And I had a 30-day jumpstart, which I'll show you exactly what I put in that. And people just kept saying yes to it. I was like, holy cow. I was like, oh, I never did this before. And I'd tell them about it. And I go, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, yeah. And I was thinking, well, I have $400, $500. Who's going to say yes to that? Because up till then, I was just doing pay as you go, charging people $75 an hour. So it was a shock to me that people, because there was so much value in it. And then if you offer quick sign-up bonuses, well, you know, I'm gonna, if you sign up by the end of the day, I'll also throw in X or Y or Z, or I'll throw in an extra half hour coaching session, or whatever it is that makes sense in your niche and in your industry. And then catchy names help, like your Jumpstart Your Health package, your Ignite Your Digestive Fire package, or your Ignite Your Libido package, or your Fit Into Your Skinny Jeans package, or something cute and fun that they'll remember. They go, and it's benefit rich. And we have a slide that I'll share with you on naming things. So let's talk about the different kinds of methods of packaging your services. And I'll share with you what I think is the most effective in terms of my business model and what I've seen and what I've seen other people do. A monthly retainer is kind of like lawyer's work, right? You say, I'm going to pay you X number of dollars, and you get this many appointments in a month, and you can use it however you want to, and then they just automatically renew, right? You get them on an automatic renewal, and they have to give you 30 days notice to cancel. So you may say, I have this monthly retainer, and I'll talk to you twice a month for an hour, and it costs $300, okay? And which is actually very underpriced if you're doing something like that. But then they just know that they're just going to keep on with their twice a month visits with you until they get everything resolved. And then, you know, it may come to a place where you say, you know what, let's just see you every month instead, because you really, we've managed all the things that you need to manage, and let's go into maintenance mode or every 2 months or whatever. And then you can change their retainer. These packages are a great way to get started, because you don't have to have a whole lot of extra stuff. You don't have to have the eBooks or any other things to throw in. And people do like this. People respond to that. You look at them and you say, well, in your case, that I think that it's pretty complicated. You've had a lot of issues for a really long time. And I think we really need to do at least 2 months at once a week where you come in or we talk and I help you to build these things. And then we can reevaluate after that. And they go, okay. You know, or you just say, you know, let's just sign you up for twice a month and go from there. Package two is more of a time period package. And what that means is that you have a set, you know, a program that's called, say, the Ignite Your Digestive Fire program. And it's going to take about 3 months for us to put into place all these great things that help support healthy digestion. And it includes this number of visits and this number of assessments and these handouts and these books and whatever else. And you're going to walk them through your system of how you restore somebody's digestion. You may have a Jumpstart Your Digestion thing. You may have a Balance Your Blood Sugar program. You can have multiple programs that you take people through. Okay, and it really focuses on what their key issues are. Of course, within that, you're going to give them what they want and or sell them what they want and give them what they need. So you may not be telling them that we're going to have to go gluten-free as part of this because this is an important part of it, but they just happen to have to do that, and that's part of the process. So there's other things you might be doing in there and you may be looking at. Like they may have gut stuff, then you're going to be working on their digestive fire and probiotics and enzymes, but they really need some liver support too. So that's the way that would work. So within the time period packages, you can package them in different ways. You could even have a 7-day program, right? A 7-day revitalize your gut program where you put them on some sort of 7-day cleanse. Usually when we're doing these kind of packages, I recommend a longer duration so they can really see changes. And you're really clear about what the outcome is. A 30-day energy jumpstart. Or a 30-day digestive system jumpstart. And when you call it a jumpstart, they know, right, that, well, this is just the beginning, right? It's the beginning. I'm getting my system going, and at that point, I'll see what more I need. You can also offer a 90-day intensive. You can get a lot done in 90 days. You can really dig deep into a particular area in 90 days. Something like my B4 Be Gone program, if I were to do that one-on-one with a person, that could be done as a 90-day intensive, because there's really a lot to do with getting them to manage their blood sugars. But I could always do a 30-day jumpstart your blood sugar balance program, where I give them the nuts and the bolts and the basics And I'm not there for more than 30 days to handhold them through. Whereas if I did a 90-day program, I could teach them how to test their blood sugars, and I could teach them all about the diet and the exercise, and then actually take them through a 30-day period where they actually do it intensely for 30 days, and I'm there to support them. Another one is a possibility of a six-month immersion. You can get a lot more in depth in a six-month program. And for people who have some serious stuff, 6 months is good. I know that IIN teaches you to do a six-month program. Sometimes it's a little scary for people, and scary for you too, because it's 6 months. Wow, I may learn a whole lot more and decide that this isn't the right way to go. So I'm thinking that for you getting started, if you haven't been doing this, and of course, if you're a practitioner already and you want to move into some of these other ways, you can do it. But I'd start with the 30-day or 90-day. And at least design a 30-day jumpstart. Number one, it's at a lower price point, so people are more likely to say yes. And number two, at the end of the 30-day jumpstart, you can evaluate and you can say, look, you've got made major headway, and here's some of the things you still need to be working on. And then you can move them into a 90-day intensive. I think if we work together for 90 days, we can move forward on this. We can work with this. Remember how it took a while for you to get into that habit? We'll really work on this and we'll get it done. And then with the six-month immersion or one-year transformation, a lot can happen in that period of time. Another kind of time period type package, I had a hard time deciding which bucket to put the VIP day in, but it's really it's a time period. It's a day. And you can create what's called a VIP day, and you basically spend a day with a person. And I'm going to share with you how to do that, why you would do that, and what kind of transformation you could offer somebody within that. All right. So package number three is just a number of sessions, right? This is what people tend to be drawn towards. Oh, well, it costs $75 for one session, but if you get three sessions, it's $200. So we're always looking to package them in such a way that it's cost less than the individual session. Personally, I think moving away from this kind of model is the best way to go. I don't mind the retainer kind of thing as you're getting started, and I don't, you know, certainly the time period ones I think are my favorite ones, but I think that the packages of sessions leaves you into, then you're constantly having to sell them more sessions kind of thing, right? It's like, five sessions, what are they going to accomplish? Maybe a lot. Maybe they're one of these people who it took them five sessions to just get to the point where they're willing to get off of the sugar, you know, and they're actually willing to entertain that. Well, I'll start with this, I'll start with that. I had somebody who I just looked at her notes the other day. We had gotten to, I think it was a 7-week time, and I looked at some of her diet diaries, and she was still having a little bit of cream in her coffee. She was still drinking coffee. We'd made progress in some of the other things, but it was like really drawn out in order to get her to do the changes she needed to make. This was a woman who had 160 as her fasting blood sugar and didn't want to go on medication or go to a doctor to be diagnosed as diabetic. So she was diabetic. When she finally did go off all that stuff, we got her blood sugars down to 80 within a really short period of time. But it just may take a lot to work with the emotional pieces of it, right? It may be other things that you're having to deal with, their habits, their stress, and teaching them various things, getting them to start moving their body. It's going to take a while. So just giving them a number of sessions, I think, is harder. I think it's better to give a time period of session. And of course, you can have a number of sessions within that, but you're geared towards a particular result, whereas when you tend to just give them a number of sessions, you don't tend to be as result-oriented. So just my feeling, you can do it as well as however you want to do it. So hot package naming tips. Personally, I'm not real good at this. I always ask for help with this. And I love it when people come up with these great names. I just came up with a few today, right? Ignite your digestive fire. You know, fit into your slinky jeans again. But names, that language that works well in the titles, a makeover, a transformation, an intensive, maybe, jumpstart, skyrocket, immersion, accelerator. Words that give people a feeling of like, yeah, because you're not selling information. You're not selling coaching. You're selling a transformation. What you really want people to have is a transformation. And you don't do that by just giving them information right? You give them, you know, really, really transformational activities. And we'll talk about orienting your sessions, right? You want the title to be results oriented. Jumpstart your energy. It's results oriented, right? Ignite your libido. Well, that's pretty results oriented, right? Thicken your hair. There's a lot of them. If you feel like you get good results and you have specific things that generally work to help people thicken their hair, man, people will be flocking because that's what people want, right? Yeah, they want more energy, but thicker hair, smoother skin, flatter belly. Those are the kinds of results that people really want. They're emotionally driven. So here is my first package called the 30-Day Jumpstart Your Energy Package. And it was interesting. I just, out of the blue, this was before I even really started doing any marketing and getting any coaching for helping me to grow my business. I was like, I can't, you know, I want to do something different. I'm going to see, I'm going to talk to this person. I'm just going to offer her 30 days and I'm going to give her, you know, what I normally would do, and it'll be a jump start. It's like, let's get you started. So I offered an initial consultation and comprehensive history, which I spent 90 minutes doing. I had 3 follow-up calls, which were about half hour, 45 minutes, 1 week apart, and my Green Cleanse program and a bunch of ebooks and recipes. And all of that was packaged together for $497. And I was like freaked out. Oh my God, who's going to say yes to that? It's a lot of money. Huh? They did. They did. Every time I talked to somebody about it, they signed up. It was quite amazing. It was quite amazing. So I started doing a whole bunch of these. Problem I had is I wasn't real good at the end of that, of saying, what's your next step? That's something I've learned since, that, you know, leaving people hanging, like, okay, they've got this going. Now go have a good life. But you could be looking at the end, that last thing. Maybe you'd include a jumpstart that has an initial consultation and then a reevaluation at the end, and then a couple of visits sandwiched in between, where at the end you're going, okay, so let's go back through. How's your digestion doing? How is your energy doing? You still having peaks and valleys? And you look at, wow, you've come really far. How much further would you like to go? Would you like to get your energy up to a 10 instead of a 6? Right? Would you like to be able to say, I have good bowel movements every day rather than 4 days a week, like before it was only 1. So would you like to be able to say that, whatever, more often? And you say, okay, well, what I'd like you to do is consider, I have a 90-day intensive. And the 90-day intensive, we're going to focus on these things that you still need work on. And we're going to focus on how to get you the results in those areas. How does that sound to you? Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I really like what's happened so far. And I realize I'm just at the tip of the iceberg and I have a lot more habits to change. And I know that there's a lot more that I could do. Yeah. So how much is it? Sign me up. This is what I did for $497. Doing all this and practicing it with individuals, and you get really good at it. You know how you're going to take them through this process. Then you can start moving into the area of group coaching. You can do webinars or teleseminars that provide content, right? You can do webinars or teleseminars, or just get on the phone with people and provide coaching, right? Where you answer questions. You can do a combination of group and private stuff within the context of one program, okay? So then providing handouts, like each week, if you're doing content each week, maybe you have a new recipe, maybe you have a checklist for how to clean out their refrigerator and what foods to get rid of. Maybe you have a checklist of for going to the grocery store, you know, what foods they should stock up on for their pantry. Maybe you have a checklist of the foods that they should avoid and the foods that they should take when they have digestive problems or for detox. I provide those foods that support your thyroid, foods that hurt your thyroid, foods that help your adrenals, foods that hurt your adrenals. People love checklists like that because they could go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing that. Oops, I'm still doing that. I got to get rid of that. Makes it real easy. So checklists, menu plans. People love menu plans. Personally, I don't like putting together menu plans. I find them tedious and time consuming. And I don't personally like menu plans. I just like to go to the refrigerator and see what I have and throw something together. But a lot of people thrive on menu plans. So if you're doing, say a group coaching program where you're getting together once a week, maybe each week you provide them with a new menu plan for the upcoming week. And then assessments, right? I love the assessments I've given you in Module 1, tons of assessments. You can pull some of those assessments out and just do individual assessments. So if you are doing a Ignite Your Digestive Fire coaching program with somebody, you may go to the list of questions and pull them out of there and just do the digestive questions out of that organ or the overall organed one. So you can pull that together. You can pull together questions that you may ask that I didn't, or go on the internet and find them, although those are pretty darn complete. So assessments are always good. You can have people do weekly check-ins or journals as assessments. How did you do this week? You know, how often are you doing this? What do you still need work on? What are your commitments for next week? And then you can include videos and audios. And your videos can be demonstrations of you in your kitchen. I have one that I'm in my kitchen and I'm massaging spinach. And I just throw some salt on the spinach and I massage it down. And people are like, when they watch that, they're just like in awe. It took me minutes to make that and upload it to YouTube. And it's just an amazing demonstration. So some of the things you just talk to them about, you can demonstrate. And that adds so much value to a program when you have video. And then exercises. It could be pictures of exercises, or you talking them through some exercises, or you actually doing them, having somebody set up a camera. One time I did that, and I have a whole bunch of exercises that I have now in the Before Be Gone program that I have a personal trainer that comes once a week, and that's one of my big indulgences. I don't go to the movies, and I don't buy clothes. I just like to have somebody help me exercise and push me to my max. So once a week, she comes. Someday I plan on having it be every day that I have somebody come and push me to the max like that. But for now, it's once a week. But one time she came and said, here's my camera, film me. And she would be explaining what I was doing, and then she'd film me doing it. And I could actually put those and use those. So there's a lot of ways you could do it. Set up your iPhone on a tripod and you could do it yourself, right? You take a few shots, you make sure you know how to line yourself up. They don't take that long to do. And they're really, really valuable for people to see. I have one, I did a pantry makeover for the Energy Recharge program. And it was an all-day seminar, virtual seminar, 6 hours. And I basically showed some slides and I said, here's how to look for things. Now let's go. And I sent them into their kitchens, but then I went into mine with my camera. And I actually filmed and broadcast, here's how my refrigerator is organized. Here's how my pantry is organized. Here's how my herbs are organized. Here's how I label things. And people just get it. These may be things that are easy for you, but wow, they sure get it. So my first group program was a combination of private coaching and group coaching. It was called 90 Days to Vibrant Energy. So it was a 3-month program. I decided I wanted to do small group overall total, and I wanted to have 6 people where I would coach as a group. And the other 6 people I would coach individually. So the people that did the group paid me $697 each. They had 6 group coaching calls. The people that did the individual private coaching paid me $1,497. And that included an initial consultation and then 6 one-hour coaching calls. And actually, they may have been a half hour. They may have been supposed to be a half hour, but I went over. I was over deliver, I guess. I was scared to death to offer people this stuff at $14.97. I went through. I had these conversations, enrollment conversations, and I would chat with them about what I was doing and what was going on for them. And I'd say, well, this is what I'm offering. And I was like, I was so scared to say it was $14.97. And so many people jumped on it. I would say out of every 2 people, two or 3 people I spoke to, one of them signed up for it. And then I filled and I stopped talking to people. And I was shocked, but I realized later it was a great value, $14.97. It was more than I'd ever charged anybody before for anything, right? I was like, okay, I just spent 2 hours with you and okay, that'll be $150. And then $14.97 was huge. They thought it was a great value, and the people, they got great results. It was really great. And they got to be on all the coaching calls, the content calls. We had 7 content teleseminars. We had 1 all-day goal-setting virtual workshop where we worked together on having them hone in on what their goals were and what their visions were. And we coached through some of the obstacles that were getting in their way. That was for the whole group. And then we had the 7 content teleseminars, which was for the whole group. And I provided handouts and checklists and menu plans and recipes. I didn't do any videos for this program. It was a success. It was something that generated, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 9 and 7 times 8. It generated about $13,000 for 90 days of work. And I thought it was time well spent. And a lot of the materials that I created with this form the foundation of materials I've used and then repurposed and redone and fit prettied up a bit and enhanced and used for other programs. So it's very valuable. Again, I didn't really know what the heck I was doing. I just watched other people do it and I did it. So here's an example of some sessions. Say you want to do a 12-session program, right? You want to do a 12-week program where you meet with somebody once a week. Here's just some of the things you might work through. In your particular case, you may be working on different things, but this is some general stuff you could be working on. The very first one is usually a health assessment and goal setting, where you're getting to know them, you're getting to know what their needs are, and how to move through that. And then I call it a beverage swap. Call it a beverage swap because it's like swapping one beverage for another. Find out what beverages they're drinking, how many Diet Cokes, how many soft drinks of other kinds, how many coffees, how much hot chocolate, how much milk, how much juice. People think, oh, I'm drinking orange juice. Isn't that good for me? And you do a beverage swap. You see what can you swap them for each of the beverages that are not serving them? What could you swap them for in terms of beverages that would? And that's where you talk about hydration and how important it is to be drinking water, pure water, and that juice doesn't count as water and coffee doesn't count as water. And in fact, with some beverages like alcohol and coffee, you actually need to be drinking more water to replace the water that they trigger you to lose. So you have those conversations. And I'll share with you kind of a typical session kind of flow that you could use so that you're providing just the right amount of information and just the right amount of motivation and coaching and interaction with them. You can do an alkaline balance and greens for vibrant health session where you talk to them about how some foods are alkaline and some foods are acidic and this is what it causes in your body. And here's how greens play into that and here's different ways that you can incorporate greens. You can take them through an oil change, right? You could talk to them about fats and good fats, bad fats, omega-3s, omega-6s, how to balance them, inflammation that gets caused by fat, and how you can reduce inflammation with healthy fats. And you can give them checklists of here's the fats to avoid and here's the fats to consume and here's how much to consume. That could be one whole session. And really, that's enough for most people. If you're working with a lot of really sophisticated people, then they'll already be there. The audience that I tend to attract now are people who've been there, done that. They know that something's not working about it, and we need to dig a little bit deeper with that. I've done many an oil change with people, and I had that whole talk memorized about how the fats get converted to inflammatory chemicals and the charts, and I would show them the charts. I have that. You have that in your immune system, and I think also in the allergy testing, I have a chart of the inflammation pathways. You can use mine, you can use somebody else's, you can make up your own, but it's really a neat thing to do is to show them visually. I like the one with the little firefighters on it. The digestive aids. Everybody needs help with their digestion. If they don't digest, they're the whole rest of them. So really talking about chewing, about eating when they're calm, about enzymes, about probiotics, about foods that enhance digestion, foods that hurt digestion. That's a whole session. You could talk to them about blood sugar balance, right? You could do 12 sessions on blood sugar balance. For those of you who have been in IRSPT, which is my insulin resistance practitioner training program, you know that we went through a whole process of how to do that and then probably starting it up at the beginning of July. And we're going to be taking you through how do you help people with their blood sugar balance? What are all the steps? So that's, you know, where you talk to them about their blood sugar. You may not get into the testing their glucose right then, but you may introduce the concept of that. Some people really shriek at that. And that, again, like I said, could be a whole program of itself. It could be a jumpstart your blood sugar balance or a blood sugar balance intensive. But if this is kind of an intro kind of package, jumpstart your energy intensive, where you go through all the little systems and you just give them hit tips and tricks for each of the areas that are going to help their energy. You're talking about proper protein. You know, plant-based versus animal-based, excess protein and what the damages are, the importance of chewing it, the importance of amino acids and brain chemistry. So you can talk to them about that. Gluten-free, a whole session could be on gluten-free because there's so many questions. You can present why you want them to go gluten-free and then talk to them about how to do that. You could have a stress transformation session where you teach them some various stress transformation activities and talk to them about how stress hurts their body. You can have a fitness session. Right? You just talk to them about some basics regarding fitness, a sleep session, right? All the stuff. And if they're having problems with sleep, introduce some of the nervine herbs and the herbs that calm them down. And then an environmental cleanup, like home and personal care products. This 12 sessions could be a year-long program, right? And you can have a whole bunch of other stuff in between. This could be a 12-week program in which case you touch on some of these things and you touch on the ones that are most important for them. Some of these can be a 3-month program in and of themselves, like I said, with blood sugar or with digestion. I've done like a 5 or 6 week program on digestion alone. I have a 6-week detox, liver detox, that I put together, and that's 6 weeks of just that. So there's a lot of ways you can do this. So I really encourage you is to look at what are you passionate about and what is the result that you want to get. Say you decide to do a 30-day jumpstart your energy for busy executives. That's going to be a little bit different than a jumpstart your energy for someone who has more time on their hands, who has a more leisurely lifestyle. You'll be teaching them things about how to eat on the run, as opposed to teaching them not to eat on the run, how to eat healthfully on the run. So it's going to be different depending on your audience. Triathletes would be a good example of how it would be way different to teach a program that's helping a triathlete build up their energy versus someone who's a stay-at-home mom, not exercising. So when you're putting together your programs, you want to have this flow that happens with your programs. First of all, start by celebrating success. Those of you who have been on small group coaching calls with me or even individual coaching calls with me, you know I like to start with what's going right. Because a lot of times we just start focusing on all the things we're doing wrong and we get really down on ourselves. When you start the person with the celebrate success, they get excited. Well, last week I talked to you about going gluten-free. Do you have any successes to report in that area? That may be not the best question to ask. Well, I think a more general question. Do you have any successes to report this week? What's gone really well for you? And then they go, well, let's see. Oh, yeah, I blah, blah, blah. When I went to a birthday party and they had chocolate cake and, you know, that's my favorite. And I skipped it and I had an apple instead. And you're like, wow. And you celebrate it and you appreciate it and get them to really appreciate the progress they're making. Then you can explore the follow through. Like, how did you do with the whatever? How did you do with the shrinking half your body weight in fluid ounces that we talked about last week? And if they say, oh, yeah, that worked really well too. I'm up to like 75% of what I should be. Wow, that's really cool. Okay, so if it's successful, what helped you to do that? Because I know you've been struggling with that for a really long time. So how did you finally achieve success there? And you identify what helped them so that you have that to reinforce things as you go along. And you can remind them, remember how when this happened and it was really hard, but then you did this and it helped. And they go, oh yeah, I remember that. If it was partially successful, you identify what helped them to be partially successful. And you ask what needs to be done, what needs to be in place for you to move it to 100%. And let them explore that. Because if you just tell them, it's not going to be as effective as if you have them explore it. If they weren't successful, and it was a low degree of success or no success at all, what got in your way? Oh, well, you know, my father-in-law died last week and I was traveling. Well, that's not something that's going to be ongoing. Although chatting with them about how to maintain things even under adversity might be something for a later session. But they may say, oh, I just couldn't stand it. I was sitting on the couch with my husband and we were watching our favorite movie and he brought out the popcorn and I just couldn't resist and I just ate the whole bowl. Okay, how could we have prevented that? What could you have done to prevent that? They may say, well, if I wasn't hungry, I would have, so maybe I could have just filled up on celery. Or while he ate the popcorn, maybe I could have cut myself up some jicama and dipped it into guacamole. You just help them. And if they aren't coming up with something, that's where you dig in and you go, well, what if you would have done this? Would that have helped, you think? What if you would have done that? Would that have helped? And you help them to create a scenario where when you give them action steps, they're going to be successful at following through. The next part of the session you can move into is educating them, giving them some new information. Okay, so far we've looked at this. Let's talk about incorporating a daily green smoothie into your diet. Are you ready for that? You ready for something new? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, talk to me about it. So you tell them the advantages. Maybe you show them a picture. Maybe you tell them a little bit about it and hand them a DVD to watch. Or you give them a recipe, you hand them a recipe, or you email them a recipe if you're working online. So you educate them. The other thing that can help a lot is an experiential exercise. So if you work out of your home and you're teaching them about a green smoothie, maybe you go down to your kitchen and you give them the ingredients so that they can make their first green smoothie if it's their first time. And you help them to do that, or they're making an adrenal support elixir and you take them to your kitchen and they do that. And you have them do it. You guide them through so that they have the experience of doing it. Maybe if you're teaching them about exercise, you actually get up and you show them and then you get them to do it. Right? If you're teaching them a stress reduction technique, you know, breathing, appreciation, you actually take them through it. So you give them something that they can actually experience related to what you've educated them about and related to what you want them to take action on. Because the next step is giving them action steps. Okay, you really liked that green smoothie. How many times this week do you think you can do that? I'll do it at least once. What do you think about three? Do you think you could commit to three? You think you can realistically look at maybe I can commit to three. Okay. And sometimes you have those overzealous ones. They go, I'm going to do it every day, three times a day. And you go, well, that would be really cool if you did. And let's commit to something that's much more tangible and doable. What do you think you can actually commit to? And they go, well, I'm pretty sure I can do it once a day. Great. And if you do it more than once a day, it's gravy. It's extra. And then you close the session with, this has been a great session. You kind of recap it. And then, so what was an insight that you're walking away with that you didn't have before you came in? Some people call them aha moments. Like, what was the thing that said, and they may say, wow, when you took me in the kitchen and I made that elixir and it was delicious, I realized I could do it. That was an aha moment. Okay. So this is what it's not rocket science. We've gone through this whole thing with Kat and we went through all the stuff and made it seem really complicated. And that's stuff you're going to need to know when you hit walls, when you're working with really complicated cases. But you can design your sessions in a similar way. Say last week they had gotten back the results of their amino acid tests and you went through it with them and you got them to, you know, eat more protein, take some digestive enzymes with protease and put some protein powder in their smoothie. You can do the same follow through and you can say, okay, now your fatty acid test just came back. Let's review the fatty acid test. So you teach them a little bit about fatty acids. So you can incorporate this at whatever level of practice you're doing, at whatever depth you're going into. Just keep the sessions smooth. Now, this is easier said than done because when you first start, it's all over the place. And I still find myself sometimes, it's like I'm pressed for time and we just go through and we don't go through the steps. But when I go through the steps, the sessions are much more successful. And when they're going to right away start to say, oh, it celebrates success. Well, you know, I exercised twice last week on Tuesday, but God, I just couldn't get to it. And then they go right into the stuff that was going bad. You try to hone them back in, like, let's stick with celebrating this success. Let's complete on celebrating this success. Then we'll move into what the challenges are. I'm going to give you plenty of time to talk about the challenges and be able to create a plan for moving through those. So it's your job to rein in and control the session. And that's a mistake I've made many a time, is allowing the patient to control the session and the flow. And if you can control it, you can give them a lot more value than if you let them just go rambling on and on. And with some people, it's really hard. I have somebody that's so hard to do that with. And every time I try to hone her in and try to get her focused, she's off on this and that about her mother and how hard it is to live at home and how this and that and the other thing. And it's challenging. It's challenging for me because I don't feel like we're getting as much out of the sessions. It's challenging for her because she's spending so much time in her negativity that it's really hard to bring her back up. So those are the ones that are going to be the challenges for you. So let's talk about VIP days, and then we'll open it up for questions, and then I have an experiential exercise for you. So VIP days. So you can do them in a lot of formats. You can do them a private VIP day that's virtual, meaning that you're getting on the phone off and on with a person all day long. And I say off and on because it's good to, number one, take breaks. Number two, give them things to work on. And that gives everybody a break. So you may say, okay, we just talked about this. I want you to go for 20 minutes and write a list of blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, go to your kitchen and we just talked about cleaning out your pantry. I want you to pull everything that doesn't fit these guidelines and then we'll talk about them later and make a list. That's a way to do it. And then you could also do it live. You could do a live one. You could do it at your own home. You could rent a hotel to do it. There's a lot of ways that you can do it. When I've done private VIP days, it's usually been in my own home. It's challenging when you have a family. You have to schedule around that, but I usually do it on a work day. I'll schedule it during the hours my kids are in school. And then I'll work with them. Tell my husband, because he works at home as well, that look, you gotta be, you can stay, you could be here, but you gotta be quiet. No blasting the stereo or screaming about anything or whatever. Just keep it light. And it works. It works just fine. And people love that. Because when I do the private ones, I can take them in the kitchen. I can show them stuff. I can do hands-on work with them. It depends on what they want and what they need, really. I like to ask them what they want, but kind of give them what they need with the what they want sprinkled in there. The virtual workshops. So that's something we've done before where you can have groups in there, right? That's we'd be a group where you have a group on the phone. I did that with the pantry makeover for the ERC program. That was, we got on and we talked about stuff. I did a webinar like we're doing right now. And then we broke off and I had them go to their kitchen and explore their refrigerators and then come back and then talk about what they found. People loved it and then found quite a number of products that they were eating that they didn't realize were not good for them. So you can do it in a virtual workshop format. You can do a live small group. That's kind of fun. I haven't done that per se, and I'd really like to do that. I like to invite a small group into my home and work with them. Work with them for the day. Have an agenda. Have some things. Get groups with that common goal. So there's a lot of ways you can do this, and these can be really, really fun. It's really, really fun to do this because you get to go in deep. You ever in a session with somebody and you just want to do more, but time is up? You just have to be careful when you do a VIP day with somebody not to overload them with information. It's the experiential stuff that's transformative. So every bit of information should have at least an equal amount of transformation experiential to go with it. And what kind of topics and what kind of focus can you use? Well, you can do a how to get started with. So maybe you have a how to get started with incorporating greens into your diet, and you teach them about them, and you go to the kitchen and you make stuff. How to get started with improving your digestive fire. And so you sit down with them and you go through some stuff, and then you show them stuff and you show them the enzymes, and you talk about stuff. You go to the kitchen, you make really healthy digestion supporting foods. There's a lot of things that you can do. How to get started step by step. So something that you can teach step by step on. Balancing your blood sugar would be great. We're going to step by step teach you how to take control. And you can start with, you can teach them how to do their blood sugar and they can do it, right? You can teach them how to make these wonderful foods that are low glycemic. You can have them bring in their favorite recipes that they don't want to give up and teach them how to turn those into low glycemic. There's a lot of ways you can do step by step. Mastering a new skill. Something that they, like the pantry makeover thing, or like balancing hormones, or making elixirs, or making raw food, or cooking vegetables, or lots of things that you can choose from. And it can be just a total immersion into process. Like if you have somebody who you're just starting to work with, rather than doing an assessment and then each of these pieces, you can do an assessment and then you can go through like not quite those 12 sessions because that would be a little bit much, but a section of those 12 sessions that we worked up that you actually go through with them one-on-one, but you intersperse the experiential with it. When you do a VIP day, this is a recommendation that was handed down to me. Keep it to 4 to 5 simple modules that you're going to go through and make them 30 to 45 minutes long with breaks in between, either for bathroom bio breaks or better, some experiential breaks as well. If you're doing a VIP day, you definitely need a lunch break. You just definitely need to incorporate that. You're not going to just be the slave driver that drags people through, even if that's the way you operate. Like me, I could just go for 6 or 8 hours, not bother stopping to eat. That's not what we want to teach people or do with people. So you have a lunch break in the middle. You have some sessions before lunch, after lunch. You have experiential stuff in between. You should at least have 1 to 2 activities that get them into action, like a pantry clean out, filling out worksheets, doing exercises, doing food prep. You need to keep them going. Just information is not gonna cut it. I know on some of our all day seminars, it's been pretty much information. but I'd like to move away from those and start to incorporate some of those being having more hands-on where you break up in groups and then analyze each other's labs. That takes a little bit more coordination from the standpoint of the course you're receiving, because then you have to get everybody to do their labs, and we've been having a little bit of trouble having that happen. So bonuses that you include: checklists, templates, recipes, videos, menu plans, exercises, ebooks. Sky's the limit. Think it through. Think about what your topic is, what you're trying to accomplish, the result you want to accomplish with this person, and what are the tools that they need to do that. So that's pretty much what I have about creating bonus packages. Starts out with the types of programs: the monthly retainer, the time period packages, and the VIP day. Then it goes to components of your programs. Okay, so your components, as we've talked about, an initial assessment, follow-up sessions, training sessions or written materials, tracking forms, menus, recipes, progress evaluations. You can have email questions. You can have the ability for them to email you questions. And then there's extras. So that's your components. On page 2, you've got a little bit more detail on the different components. What can you include in the assessment pieces, health history, lab testing, and other stuff, physical exams, etc. You have all those resources within module 1 as a guideline for you to create what you want to do with assessments. And it's going to vary depending on what the package is and the result that you're looking for is. You're always going to have a coaching component, right? You need to connect with people, and you need to see what they want for themselves once they have solved their health challenges. You want to explain your system and the views on the role of habits and nutrition, on how that plays into their overall health and habits, and get them to buy in. One of the things I mentioned at my Spring Into My Vitality retreat was that for some people, there's two things that will keep people from not following through. One is, they don't believe it, right? They don't believe nutrition has anything to do with their health. I have people I know in that, like that in my family. They don't think smoking has anything to do with the challenges they're coming into. They don't think that their food has anything to do with their depression. They don't buy it. If that's the case, they're probably not a person for you to look to work with unless you really enjoy the work of trying to change people's core beliefs to that extent. It's really, and it's an uphill battle. So you have to find people who at least get that. Yeah, I know nutrition plays in, but I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to do it, and I need to actually follow through. And then there's follow through. There's people who know what to do, and they're going to follow through no matter what. There's other people who know what to do, and they're just struggling with it because of emotional eating and other kinds of past history kind of things and connections with foods that they're unwilling to give up. You want to give them hope and something to look forward to. Right? You're seeing them on the other side. They may not be able to see themselves on the other side because they've been buried so long. And you're going, you know, I think once we get you your sugar balance, we get you off the sugars, we get you on some whole foods, you're going to notice a big difference. I've seen it over and over. And then you guide them through the lifestyle changes at a pace they can follow. You follow up regularly. And I really think this is important. Request that they track their diet, habits, and symptoms. And we have tracking forms in the CAT Module 1 that you can use as a guideline, or you can create your own. And you offer support, you offer guidance, and you offer accountability. Okay, what are you committing to this week? 3 to 5 action steps. More than that, it's too much. Less than that, sure, some people may be only ready to take one, but you give them 3 to 5 is a good number. They can hold that in their mind. And then you do training. And the training is the stuff that I highly recommend, that once you've got the hang of it, that you get that to be something that you don't do over and over with people one-on-one. That you either do it as a group coaching thing, you record yourself, you have handouts, you have videos, because that's the stuff that's going to take time, and you're going to be doing it over and over again with people. And what you really want to be able to do is have them do that on their own time. Yeah, you give them basic overviews, but you want to give them the real nitty-gritty details you can give them in self-study kind of things. Training. What else do you do in training? Well, you teach them how to track their symptoms, habits, pH, and glucose. You teach them what to eat and what to avoid. You teach them how to transition to whole fresh foods. How to make delicious healthy meals. Delicious, nutritious, right? And easy. Easy, nutritious, and delicious. How to go gluten-free. How to exercise for optimal balance. How to manage stress and optimize sleep. And how to assess their progress, because some people don't know. I've had people say to me, well, I don't feel any better than I did, you know, when I started. I don't think this is working. And you go, wow. Well, tell me about this. What's your blood sugar these days? Oh, it's about 80. What was it when we started? 160. Oh, okay, so I think you're making progress there. Yeah, but I still don't have energy. And we look back and go, what's your energy right now? Well, it's only a 6. Wow, it was a 2 when we started. So teaching them how to keep track of that and how to be really objective when they're doing that. And it's hard to be objective because symptoms are subjective. So there's decisions that you need to make. This is a recap when you're going to design a coaching package. How long do you want it to be? Do you want it to be a 7-day, a 30-day, a 3-month, a 6-month, a year long? How many sessions do you want to have? Like, what are the things that you want to cover? So that'll determine how many sessions. What's the length of each session? Is it in person or is it on the phone? Is it an individual or is it a small group? Are you going to give them extra activity, extra materials, videos, audios, checklists, recipes? Are you going to give them SOS access? This is something I've gone back and forth with over time. And what I've noticed is that when I give people like SOS access, meaning, well, we have this many calls, and if you need help in between, you can have 3 SOS calls. So during the duration of the program, you have 3 of those. Well, inevitably, people don't use them. And at the end, they want to lump them all together and have another full session. And that's not the way it's intended. So what I do instead now is in my higher-end programs, I'll offer unlimited SOS access. You can't lump up unlimited at the end of the program and get extra visits. It's like use it or lose it, right? If you need me, you have me. And if you don't, you don't. And it works really well. I've never had anybody abuse it, ever. I've been doing it now for probably 4 years, at least 3. But I used to say, oh yeah, you have this many. And then at the end of the program, they go, oh, I want to lump those all together and get 2 extra visits. I'm like, you think you're done and ready to move them into the next level. So you can decide if you want to include SOS access. And that can be SOS access by phone or it could be email access. What I found when I first started practicing is I'd have somebody come in and I'd do an initial assessment and I'd give them stuff to do. And they figured that because they paid me to have that initial session, they owned me. So they could call me that night to find out which brand of vitamin C was best. They could call me the next day to find out this or that, or they email me. And I was spending so much time outside of time I was getting paid for that I decided to do packages. And when I did packages and I incorporated what they needed, I added the, oh yeah, we have a chat, but I bundled that in. I calculated how much time I would on average spend in that. And I bundled it in so that I was getting paid for that time. And you know what? A lot of times people don't use it now. A process. These are the building blocks of the program. It's the process that you're going to take them through. What are the steps? Ideally, each step is clear and reflects a benefit that they want. So step one might be discover what's getting in your way so you can get what you want. That's kind of looking at their habits and looking at their history and looking at their limiting beliefs and identifying those things that are getting in the way. Creating a vision that inspires you to make the right choices. I find that when people hone in on what they see, the possibility for themselves, it's easier to say no to chocolate cake when you ask the question, which of these foods is going to take me closer to fitting into the dress that I want to wear to my daughter's wedding? The chocolate cake or the salad? Whoa, you eat that chocolate cake, you're sabotaging that vision. Eating energizing foods and enjoying what you eat. That's a result, right? That's really a good benefit. Not only are they going to eat foods that energize them, they're going to enjoy what they eat. So that could be a step in your process. Design a short burst fitness routine that melts away fat. Wow, that's a great one. Now, if you're putting together a VIP day and you have a few of these in there, don't you think people are going to, yeah, I want to do that. And by the end of this day together, you're going to know how to make and enjoy energizing foods. Would you like that? You're going to know how to design a really short burst fitness program that doesn't take a lot of time that melts away your fat. You're going to learn how to deepen your sleep so you wake up refreshed and burn fat while you sleep. You're going to learn how to time your meals, your exercise, and sleep to optimize fat burning. And you're going to conquer stress and think clearly in just minutes a day. That could be various steps that you can incorporate. And just examples. It's just to get your creative juices flowing. So I've given you a coaching program design template. And I'm looking at the Q&A, and it looks like Cynthia has a question. Hi, I did open your design, and thanks. I wonder what programs you use for slides, PowerPoints, etc., and webinars. Yeah, that's great. We have planned for the Energy Recharge Practitioner. One of our webinars is on doing teleseminars. So we'll go through all the details there. But just for you guys in CAT, where you're not in there, I'll give you a quick run through. I use several things. I use Instant Teleseminar, and that's where you're typing your questions in. And that's what I use for showing slides, but you can't show screen shares with that. The other downside about Instant Teleseminar is that it's a one-way chat. I can read your messages, but I can't send you a message. So it's only one way. Which is sometimes a pain because if we've got somebody who's having trouble with their line and we just want to send them back a private message, we don't want to announce it on the call. We just want to send them a message. We can't. So what I'm using for the screen shares here where I can actually show you my screen is called iWowie, I-W-O-W-W-E. It seems to be getting better. I really loved it when I first started using it, and then they changed it, and there's some features I don't like anymore about it, and then it started crashing on us a lot. The last probably 2 months, it's been much better. So I keep going back and forth with the people, and they say give us another chance, and it seems to be better. I like this because I can share screen and show slides, and I can also have the sidebar where we can chat back and forth, and everybody can see each other's conversations. So people can have conversations and answer each other's questions during the process. So I like that because it creates a sense of community. As far as the slides, in order to make my videos, I use something called Camtasia. And it has a recording where I can record my screen, and then I can put it in the editor, and I can edit out the bleeps and put up a finished recording, and I really like that, and that's how I make a lot of my educational materials, whether I'm doing it live or whether I'm doing it back behind the scenes, and it's very helpful, and it's just PowerPoint, basically, PowerPoint with Camtasia. So that's basically that. Thank you for that question. Okay, let's take like one or two shares. Okay, so Beverly, did you want to share what you came up with in terms of your program?
I want them to start their day with a really healthy smoothie, teach them that they don't have to have, you know, junky cereal and Carnation instant breakfast, and or just skip the breakfast and run out the door. Kind of give them these students that really want to exceed. They're really hardworking students that she has, and she's vegan, and she brings them, you know, information, and they show really an amazing amount of interest for people of that age. And I thought that it would be really great. She loves the idea, and we're going to present it to the school, and you know, bring in the blender and examples of different things, foods and such, and show them how to. My problem solved would be like show them how to increase their energy. And, of course, it's at that age, they usually have foreskin, you know, issues.
Right.
And brain fog. So I thought Let's Get Glowing would kind of, you know.
I like that name, actually, very much, yeah. Let's Get Glowing.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Yeah.
Pardon me?
People will look at that and go, wow, well, I wonder what that is. That sounds good. I'd like to be glowing.
Yeah, right? And so, you know, you think of energy, a light bulb, the bright students.
Mm-hmm.
The glowing skin, so it, you know, it's got that more than one meaning, and the brain fog, you know, they're glowing, they're bright, you know.
Okay. So this sounds awesome, and it's a great program. And then what I would encourage you to do is see if you can come up with a system where you can do that as a coaching program with people. So maybe you're not going to the school, but you have your Let's Get Glowing 30-day jumpstart program. And when you're talking to somebody, you meet them in the supermarket, and you always end up telling them stuff and teaching them stuff at the produce aisle. And then you tell them what you do, and you go, oh, well, I have a program. It's called Let's Get Glowing. And I work with you for 30 days, and it incorporates this, this, and this. And at the end of the 30 days, you're going to have the tools too. And if you have that all written up, you don't even have to show them that. You just have it in your head. But if you write it out yourself in advance, the next time you run into somebody opportunistically and you start talking about it and you get excited the way you just got excited about explaining this, that's going to help you to get people to go, okay, yeah, sure. How much does it cost? So work that all out in advance. This doesn't have to be where you have a website up and you have brochures and you have business cards. You just do this in the background. And then when you're talking to somebody, you offer it. You may offer it slightly differently at a slightly different price point to different people, right? Because they may need it, or you're just sensing that they just need a 30-day when you really want to do a 90-day. But just have it written. Have your process written. Have the steps you're going to take so that you can just spew it off your tongue. And that goes for everybody. Really, really helps to have that in your head, in the back of your mind. But having written it down, and that's why it's in the back of your mind. Because if you just spew off the top of your head, you're going to start making promises. And afterwards, you're going to go, did I really say I would do all that for $300? Holy cow. Okay? Because you're going to give them everything in the kitchen sink because you're trying to convince them that it's a good deal. So if you have it all written out, you work with it, you get comfortable with it. So how does that sound?
It sounded great, and I thought that, you know, my target audience, of course, will be teenagers, but I also thought in the back of my mind I should be prepared for any teachers, invite, you know, other teachers that may not be actively in a class, or if they had a
repeat
or something.
Right.
And then I would have that all set, have some business cards ready to hand out, and have this in the back of my mind. But it would be just a way to, you know, introduce myself into an area where
Absolutely.
There's a lot of affluent people, you know, and teachers and students, and see how that goes, and really introduce them to some wonderful, you know, encouraging ways to supplement their goals. Because a lot of times, you know, these students and teachers are so busy. I know my friend is. I mean, they've got a lot of work that they're responsible for, and they, like, you know how that goes with being in college and your students, your boys. They want to run out the door, you know, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. So,
I think it'd be awesome. And also think about this, and this is a slightly more sophisticated marketing concept, but always think what the next step is. What's your back end? So you're going into the school, you may get paid, you may not, you may do it for free. And a lot of times we do these little talks for free, and it's because it's a leader. So if you have this, get up and glow 30-day program that you can offer these people that they get into, then, and you share the benefits. And if you did get to the point where you got it on, you just do it in a Word file and you create a little flyer on it. And at the end of the class, it'd say, well, if you really enjoyed this and you want to take this to the next level, here's what I have. And you just give them a flyer. And we can go through hours and hours of how to do that properly and how to get, you know, but that's just the start. And when I started looking at it that way, I thought all the opportunities I had that I would speak to people for free, and I would never talk to them about, well, what's next? What's next? And so you can make a more profound impact on them and then other people in their lives when you can take it to the next level. So thank you very much. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome.
You're welcome.
So who else would like to share what they came up with in their 5 minutes? I know 5 minutes isn't much to come up with much. So Bakersfield has her hand up again. If you have your hand up right now, please speak.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Gilling. Hey.
Oh, Gilling, you show up as Bakersfield, California. You're in Canada. How strange.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder you didn't answer us.
Okay, I would like to have a program I don't know about the title, maybe something like Shine and Grow. I hear it for here.
Yeah, so.
Okay, better now.
Yeah, what would your title be?
Okay, Shine and Grow.
Shine and Glow?
Shine.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. 12 weeks to unleash the slim, sexy, and healthier you.
Great. Slim, sexy, and healthier you. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Very benefit rich.
Okay. And the problem solved, I'm not sure. It's health problem.
Well, it's low energy, right? You just said it. It's low energy.
Maybe digestive problem.
Don't throw in the digestive problems here. That's where you're giving them what they, you know, unless you have that in your title, don't start throwing it in. Yes, when you talk about it, you can. But let's focus in on one problem because, yeah, it'll help their digestion.
Okay, so just low energy and weight?
Yeah, low energy and weight. Because that's what you're saying, right? A slim, healthier, sexier you, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the target audience, nothing specific there also with women.
Women, okay, yeah. Any particular age group?
No.
Okay.
Maybe from 30 to 60.
Okay. When you pick an age group, it just tends to help you to use the language that would appeal to them. So the language that would appeal to a 22-year-old is not necessarily what's going to appeal to a 52-year-old. So, yeah, I mean, I think more mature, 30 to 60 is probably fine. It's a little bit wide, but that's fine because you're going to attract people. It just seems like if you're really going for, like, Beverly was looking at these young people because she's looking at a college class, she's going to talk to people a little bit differently about that than you would. You may not be talking about, you know, having your mind be focused so that you can study well. That may not be important to those people. So that's really what the identifying the target audience is. So when you're describing the benefits and the results, that you're really clear, like, on what these people really want. And I love the title because somebody who is in that age, especially in an older age range, is starting to feel not so sexy because they're, you know, starting to get the belly fat and their digestion isn't working right and they've got all, you know, a variety of menopausal type symptoms perhaps. They're not feeling very sexy or slim, but they want to. So it's a really good title.
Okay. So the title, can you repeat it to see if you heard it well?
What I heard was, I don't remember the very beginning, but it was 12 weeks to a slimmer, sexier, slimmer, healthier, sexier you, or something like that.
Okay, and my title was Shine and Grow.
Shine and Grow, or Glow.
Grow. Or maybe I can say Glow.
I think Glow would be better because people don't want to grow. Not at our age. We want to shrink.
Yeah. okay, yes, okay.
Right?
Shining glow, like Beverly said, I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and the result is weight loss and better dietary habits, less aches and pain, digest better, and that.
Yeah. When you write your benefits, go back to this page where we talked about, like, here, like, a result, right? Eat energizing foods and enjoy what you eat. Make foods quickly that taste phenomenally and slim you down. Create digestion that's smooth and lacks the embarrassing aftermath, or, you know, stuff that people can relate to, right?
Wow, okay.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. It takes practice. It definitely takes practice.
Yes, fine. Think about it then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to deliver it?
Well, I think I like the way you do with instance teleseminar, like question and answer. I would like to do video. Bi-weekly video on this 12 weeks, that would be bi-weekly video, quick receipt, a forum.
Great. Great. So it's going to be an online group program. Small group, large group. How big?
How big?
I know, you might not have thought about this because I only gave you 5 minutes, but what would you, if you really just, if I just ask you that question, what does your mind really go to?
10
people? 10 or 12 people? Good. It's a nice small group. People can get to know each other. That was my first group was 12 people. And it was 90 days. And people really solidified. People really supported each other. It was really good. So, yeah, great. Super. Thank you. This is good. Was it helpful to do that and to give you only 5 minutes so you couldn't get it perfect? I said, was it helpful that you only had 5 minutes so you didn't have to just spend so much time making sure it was perfect?
Yes, it was.
Right? Because you could spend 3 days and go, well, I'm not ready to offer this yet. No, I'm not ready to offer this yet. No, I still have to work on it. It's like decide and take action and take imperfect action. You all have the ability to do this immediately. Okay? And I know you do because you've got a lot of the stuff in place for it. Mm-hmm. Right? You've already got the website and the blog, and you've done programs before. You're familiar with doing Instant Teleseminar. So now it's just a matter of really what I would say is getting those benefits, the results, to be so juicy that people read it. They're not going to get all excited when you say have better digestion. Right? A fine-tuned digestive system that purrs and, and leaves your belly feeling flat instead of bloated. Or things like that really engage people. And they go, yeah, I want that. Healthier? That's kind of vague, right? But with so much energy that you can't even find enough activities to do to tire you out. Make sense?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to invite you to work on this and then post it up to the forum and let me know that it's posted there. So we can all take a look at it. Because I think it could help other people too, because you're a little further along than some people are on this process.
All right. I might need help from somebody with that.
But you put it up and we'll help you. And helping you will help each other. That's the way to do it. Okay? Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else want to share theirs? No, be shy. *2 would raise your hand. Or just speak out because the line is open. Just say your name. Okay, Zita.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi, Zita.
Hi. My finger tested it. My brain didn't want it to.
Oh, your finger knew better. Your finger was following your heart, so.
That's right. I started working on a program, but then something popped into my mind. I was thinking, how can I take advantage of being in Hawaii?
Mm.
I help people. So what came to my mind is jumpstart your sexy bikini Hawaiian beach vacation.
Ooh.
offer something to people that want to come on vacation and would like to lose some weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Well, it was just a thought, and then I was thinking, how could I market that and maybe get together with, magazines that are distributed all over the United States, and there is one here on the island.
Fantastic. And travel agents. That's the other
travel
thing.
Agents,
you call the travel. You have to, for something like this, you are going to have to do a nice, sexy brochure.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Right? Pretty and glossy and get some, get a graphics designer to help you. You can go to odesk.com or you can go to something called 99 Designs.
99 Design.
And they like make a contest. So you describe how you want it to look. You want a brochure that looks like this. And or you can go and find a graphics designer to just help you, create something. I mean, you can certainly do it yourself, but I know that my flyers, when I make them myself, are pretty shoddy. Because for something like this, this could be a really big ticket item for you. And you can get it to the travel agents. You, like you said, in the magazines, look into what it takes to do that. You look online at sites that are related to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And see where your blogs, people that have blogs. There's a lot of ways that you can get this out there. You contact people.
You think that is a good idea, or it just popped into my mind?
I think it would be a great idea. Now, it's going to be work on your part. You're going to have to you know, book the hotel stuff and decide whether you want to include the hotel fee in it or just have it be something that they stay wherever they want to and they get together with you. And there's a lot of decisions you'll have to make.
Yeah.
But I think it's excellent. Because if I, you know, if I saw something like, whoa, that would be really cool. I mean, not in the position I'm in now, but when I was younger.
Yeah.
Right? And there are a lot of people like that who, if they have the money to go on vacation, why not go on a vacation where they're going to come back feeling and looking better rather than, and they're still going to have, you have to incorporate fun into that. You can't just be a learning experience. It has to incorporate fun. I was thinking about doing something like that in Costa Rica. I met somebody down there who had a beautiful house, and I just never got that far with it because it was just, for me, a lot of work because I was like having to do it long distance. But you live there, so much easier for you to do it and just come up with a really bang-up program where people are going to have a blast. They have plenty of free time to enjoy themselves, that, you know, you're teaching them how to make meals. You're going to arrange for them to have meals. And then have them have the tools when they go back to be able to do this in, on their own.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Zita.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else? I don't see any other hands up.
We had another hand, but it disappeared.
So how was this for you guys? Helpful? Anybody want to just chat out whether it was helpful? I know some of it was a repeat for the people in who are at the retreat because we talked about this, but we didn't go into as much detail.
I think having the 5 minutes puts you on the spot, and you really, and especially for me, because I was worried about, you know, watching the time. I'm like, boy, I got to get this down and out.
Yeah.
I don't want to delay her and keep her waiting, you know, reminded, you know, with a minute to spare. And, you know, it's, so it's kind of like you put that, you know, restraint on your process really pushes you to do it quickly. However, of course, this isn't obviously ready.
No. It's a start, though. It gets you to take imperfect action, write it all down, and then you can go back and fluff it out. Right. And be excited about fluffing it out because you have an idea instead of just this blank paper now.
Right. And that idea is really what sparks the rest of your excitement. You know what I mean?
Right.
It has to come from that one spark.
Right. All right. Anybody else want to share anything at all? Just even if it's just how this felt for you or any...
Can I ask a question?
An idea? Sure. Who's this?
This is Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hi.
Hi. You know, I know about all the programs that, you know, you put together, but my problem is, how do you get the people to find out about your program?
Great question. Great question. First is you create, like I said to Ghislaine, right? Nobody's going to want to come to a thing that says have a better digestion, and you know it's like boring. So you first of all, you really feel good about the program. I mean, you lay it out. You look at what do people really want. Even if you go out to Google AdWords, AdWords.google.com, external tools, something like that. So if you do Google on Google AdWords external tool, there's a place where you can throw in words and see what people are searching on. And you get some really hot keywords that people are searching on. And you use those to make your bullet points about what your program does. Once you've got that, then how do you let people find out? Well, first of all, you use your own networks. You let your people that you know about it, and you really are excited about it. When you're in the grocery store, I know Beverly does this all the time. She'll be like, you know, people always come up to her and ask her questions about the produce. There's something about the way she bees in the produce aisle, or she talks to people, strikes up this conversation. Oh, well, looks like you're buying kale. Do you like kale? And how do you eat kale? And they start going, I have no clue. I read somewhere that it was good for me. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Oh, well, you know, you start a conversation with them. And you have cards that you can give out, and you ask them for their information. Well, you know what? I have a free newsletter I'm going to be starting in a couple of weeks. Or I have something that you can share. Oh, I have a checklist. Or I have a recipe for kale. Would you like me to send it to you? Give me your email address. Right? So you collect people's names as you go along. You make contacts. You make really significant contacts. You go to meetup groups. In your area, I'm sure there are dozens of meetup groups with people who are interested in holistic health, in nutrition, in yoga, in various things that are related to what we do. You go there, you meet people. Again, collect. It's better to collect cards than to give cards, right? Yes, you want to give your card out so people remember you, but really people don't call on your cards. If they really don't. It's when you collect them and you give a reason. You go, oh, I have a recipe for that. Would you like me to send it to you? You get their information. So you've got these people along and now you're working on your program and then you decide your program's ready. You let all those people know. Hey, remember me? We met in the supermarket. I sent you that kale recipe. I'm now doing this program. It's blah, 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 and it's all about this. Right? You write to them, you call them, whatever. So you just build that up. You go to blogs that other people write and you make comments on those blogs. You do need to create, if you want to get activity online, you need to get a blog, but it's very easy to set up your own blog. We had a call like that on the certification program. That's one of our bonus calls there, is that we talked about how do you set up a blog and how do you actually do it. But there's some tools out there to help you. You just start by going to WordPress and set up a hosted blog with them. And you start writing so that whenever you get, you offer information to people, you send them to your blog. Oh, I have an article on my blog about that. Oh, I have this on my blog about that. And the next level from that is to put what's called an opt-in box on your blog. It's really easy to do. There's things like MailChimp.com and SquirrelMail.com and ConstantContact.com where you can actually collect people's names when they come there and offer them a free recipe or two or three. And you collect names. So then when you do have a program, that's how you offer it. But the other way is to look at people who already have a following and see if it's something that would be complementary to them. Could be somebody else in this program. You put it out to people in this program. Hey, I'm doing a particular program. It's 4 weeks. It's going to be online. And it's all about, you know, and especially if you have something unique. Like I'm talking to people about, you know, how to eat for Hashimoto's. Other people in the program may want to send people there because they don't talk about how to eat for Hashimoto's. Okay, so it's relationship building and it's list building. About 5 years ago, I think it was 2007, I created a mailing list. I had my Outlook contact list, which contained all of people I'd seen locally, patients, but mostly it contained relatives and friends all over the country. And moms and dads of kids on my, you know, my kids' soccer team or people at the church or whatever. There's just this list. I loaded it into Constant Contact and I started writing to people and I started announcing that I had a class and my first class had 6 people in it. And then it got up to 10 people and I wasn't charging. I was only doing a donation the first class. The next class I charged $25. I got 10 people in it. The next time I did a class, I charged a little bit more and I got more people in it. Eventually, I couldn't fit the classes in my house anymore. Okay. And then my list grew because people would say, send it to their friends. Then I started contacting people. I looked at somebody like Kevin Gianni, who has a huge website and he interviews people. So I contacted them. I said, you know, I would love to be interviewed by Kevin and here's my credentials and here's what I could talk about. And they said, okay. And they got back to me and said, we have an opening in July. It was about November when I talked to them. I went, okay, I'll wait till July. Got on there. And I spoke to people. I spoke and it was really successful. And at the end of that, I had created a page on my website where they could download some recipes. And 1,000 people downloaded my recipes. My list doubled just by that one thing. Right? So there's ways, and that it's way beyond the scope of this one call to do. I mean, I've just been studying this for 5 years, but we'll do more of this, you know, incorporate more of this how to grow your business piece. I put a resource in my newsletter. I don't know about how many of you read my newsletter, but we have our practitioner's corner in the newsletter. And I put a link in there to some free videos that Stacy and Carrie, they were just like us, like you, not even like me because they were not doctors and they did not have 20 years of experience. They're more like you guys, graduated from IIN or some other program and started health coaching businesses. And then they got really good at doing their health coaching businesses for some reason, whatever, maybe they're just natural marketers. And they started creating a program to teach other health and nutrition coaches how to attract clients to their business. And if you go back to my newsletter on Wednesday, click on the link. There's two links. One is to their actual paid program, which is a 4-month program that sounds awesome, on how to do this. And the other one is just some free videos that they put together, which are full of information. So it's really just, you know, the outreach and the making connections and learning the skills.
How do you get your newsletter?
My newsletter? You should be on my newsletter. Everybody gets it on Wednesday. Everybody that's in any programs or has signed up for anything with me. It's called Recharge.
Okay. I guess I have to watch.
Yeah, if you didn't get it, send an email to Jan and say, hey, I didn't get the Recharge newsletter. Could you check to see if I'm on the list?
Okay.
Right? Because everybody should get it. Everybody that's ever bought anything or signed up for anything free with me, they all get the newsletter. And we send it once a week on Wednesday. Is everybody else getting that newsletter? Because I just started this new practitioner corner in there. Eventually, I want to start a separate practitioner newsletter, but it's a lot of work to do a newsletter, as you could probably tell. So I just created a practitioner corner. And I had two articles in there this week. One was written by a friend of mine who teaches people how to speak with confidence. And he had a little article, and he had a free webinar that he was doing on it. And then this other one where they have the free – I'm always looking for free resources to share with you guys.
Okay.
I'm
going to go back and check.
Yeah, go back and check. And if you can't find it, either send an email to helpdesk. Helpdesk is probably the better way, helpdesk@drritamarie.com, because Scott will get that, and he'll check you and make sure that you're on the list and check you on if you're not.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anyone else? Well, thank you all for being here. I appreciate it. And I know, let me look on the web to make sure that there's no other questions I missed. Ooh, Cynthia, Fitness on the Run is the name of my ebook and coaching program in progress. Love it, Cynthia. Fitness on the Run. My motivational moments might also include, oh wait, she's got something else. Workshop called Fitness on the Run, my motivational moments, journal, checklist, and sharing, brainstorm group sessions on time crunch solutions. Excellent. My motivational moments might also include funny bloops or images of difficult times. Laugh itself does help. Great. And Fitness on the Run is the name of my ebook and coaching program. Perfect. This is excellent. And then for you, you're going to go out and you're going to look for, like, we always say, oh, we're going to look for people who are already health-minded. Well, there's a lot of executives, entrepreneurs, they're willing to spend money on your programs because they're making money. And they are looking for ways to fit fitness and health and good nutrition into their lives. So if you can do something like Fitness on the Run or energy tips for busy people or, you know, flatten your belly so that you're confident on stage. I mean, there's a lot of kind of goofy stuff, but you get what I mean. There are people out there that need what you have. Okay. No more questions. Guys, thank you all for being here. And I think our next event is the 11th or so of June, which we have a Saturday case studies call. If you have case studies you want to submit, go ahead and submit them. I also encourage you to submit your own labs, your blood chemistries, so that we can put them into the computerized program. I think there's only been 2 or 3 people who have taken advantage of that bonus. If you're looking for where that is, if you go to the CAT dashboard, it says bonuses, and there's a click there, and you can submit your cases. Also, on the schedule page, it has a list of all our upcoming calls, which there's only one more. And on that call, it says, here's how to submit your cases. Click this link. And you just upload as a PDF. If you don't have it as a PDF, then I would encourage you to scan it so that it becomes a PDF. And then you can upload it to us. And then we'll run those for you. And if you have a case that you want to go over on the day, submit those. Okay, I'm working on a different structure so that we can make it more experiential and you guys can actually get some practice on that call. And then again, last thing, if you are interested in the insulin resistance practitioner program, Will will be sending out an email about that. Also, you can send an email to Jan and she can chat with you about that and let you know what's available with that. We haven't updated the sales page yet, so there's old dates on it, and we're rearranging it a little bit, but it gives you a general idea of what's included with that. So thank you all for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.